Blog Talk Radio.
If anyone can hear me out there, I'm having a little bit of technical difficulty. Just hang on, and I'll be on in just a moment. Please be patient. I'll be on in just a moment. Good evening. I apologize for the delay. When it comes to computers, sometimes we always have computer problems at times, so I apologize for it. And let's continue with the show. Let me just 1 second, please.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Okay, sorry for the delay. We're only 5 minutes behind schedule. The computer just froze just for a moment and it couldn't get it on. But anyway, good evening. My name is Mary Hollis. I'm the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Tonight we have a special guest with us. And before she comes on, I want to go ahead and read something as well as making a quick announcement, because I will let her come on the air, and also she will end the show with a prayer. But first, I hope everybody is doing well tonight. I want to start off with a prayer. Pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 6th verse. Prayer is quite simple conversation with God. What a joyous privilege we have to be able to speak to Him, Almighty God. Whenever we desire, how could you ever get enough of those times with Him? Meet with Him often to talk about your life. Tell Him your troubles and leave your worries at His feet. Confess your sin to Him and receive His forgiveness. Tell Him how much you love Him and how grateful you are to be His daughter, son, or whoever you are tonight. He's always ready to listen. Be in prayer. The one announcement I want to do first before we go on and bring our guests on tonight, I want to talk about our trip to Panama City Beach. It will be July 18th through the 20th. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll be staying at the Bay Point Wyndham Resort in Panama City Beach. This is a beautiful resort. For four in a room, it is $250. Three in a room is $280. Two in a room is $350, and these is per person. Also, we'll be having a widow ministry meeting this coming Saturday. That's April 19th from 9 to 10:30 at my home. Our continental breakfast will be served, and we will be discussing this trip as well as our book that we're going to be writing. So please be in attendance and also bring your deposit for the trip. And that is all the announcement for tonight. Our guest tonight has been on the air before. Her name is Minister Anika Reed. She is an associate minister at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. She's known as Anointed Prayer Warrior, for those who know her. And I must say, I know her too, and she's definitely is an anointed prayer warrior. She serves as an assistant director over the women ministry under First Lady Sylvia T. Flippin at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. She loves the Lord. She has appeared on this show on several occasions, and we thank her for her support in this ministry. I am going to go ahead and bring her on and enjoy the message that she's prepared for us tonight. May God be with her. Minister Reed?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Wonderful.
And I know you was probably had a problem coming on tonight, but I apologize. You know how computers can be sometimes, and they're just sort of frozen. I couldn't get myself on to be able to bring you on before the show started. But anyway, God is good.
Yes, He is.
You can go ahead.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm so excited about tonight and what God has for us concerning prayer and the importance of prayer. And what he gave me tonight was concerning our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in the Garden of Gethsemane, right before he was betrayed. It was a time where Jesus was going through actually a lot of distress concerning what was before him. And so he went up to the Mount of Olives, and he took some of his disciples with him to watch and pray. And it was in this time of distress that he went before the Father, and he asked him, you know, if it's your will, could this cup pass from me? And Jesus prayed his prayer three times. And each time that he went back to the disciples, he found them sleeping. He said, can you not watch with me for 1 hour? He said, watch as well as pray that you will not fall into temptation. And Jesus went back to his Father, and he prayed, and he did this three times. And God sent an angel down to strengthen him. And it must be something about prayer, that communication with the one that made us, with the one that predestined our life and knows his will for us and what we are to be and what we are to do while we are here on the earth. Here it is. God sends an angel to strengthen Jesus. And because Jesus prayed, the Father was able to dispatch that angel to go and see about his son and to strengthen him to do his will, which was to go to that cross and to die just for us. And what Jesus had to face was the fact he had to go through not only dying on that cross, but he had to go through the persecution. He had to go through the beating and the spinning that he endured for those who wanted to kill him. I mean, they beat him to the point of him not even being recognized. Then he had to carry that cross after losing so much blood. He had to carry that cross all the way to Golgotha's hill and to be nailed to that cross. Now, prayer in that time of distress can strengthen Jesus and all that he had to go through for us. What more, now that he has risen, will he do for us when we pray in our time of distress and discouragement? And we release the hand of God so much in our life that he will show us great and mighty things. But he said in Jeremiah, call unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. I've learned to pray through many challenges and situations. And he had to teach me in everything that I go through was to take it to him in prayer. Tonight, I just want to encourage someone out there that is listening, the one that made you, the one that shaped you, the one that has a destiny for your life, the one that will be with you in a time of loneliness, the one that will be with you in a time of pain and distress. He said, cast all of your cares upon me because I care for you. He is the one that knows everything that we will ever face. He is the one that knows everything that he has ordained for us to do on the earth. He holds the key. Only thing we have to do is come to him in prayer for him to reveal to us, for him to give us instruction, for him to strengthen us. In this time and in this season that we're living in, prayer is so prevalent. But the Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. It causes our spirit man to be so sensitive to the will of God, to where we're able to travel down the right road that he will have us to go to. So we thank God tonight for the privilege of prayer, of communicating with him. We thank him for being able to go before his throne of grace where we attain mercy. When Jesus died on that cross, not only was it for the forgiveness of our sins and for us to have eternal life, but the Bible tells us that the veil was ripped from top to bottom, meaning all of us that put our faith in Jesus Christ now have access to God. It doesn't matter who you are. You don't have to have a title. You don't have to be a priest, but a child of God. We can now come to him for ourselves. We can come to him in the privacy of our homes. We can tell him things that we have not told anybody else, and he will come to our rescue. He will comfort us. He will manifest change in our life. He will dry our tears up, and he will strengthen us to go through whatever we have to go through, and he will give us the victory over it. And we can proudly say with boldness, trouble does not last always. We thank God tonight for that. And I just want to encourage you with this scripture, where it says in Jeremiah chapter 29:11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." And 12 goes on to say, "Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord." So we thank God for that. For he said, "Ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open." For he already know all that we stand in need of. But because he is a God of relationship, he desires that communication. He desires for us to talk to him, and he will talk back to us. We're thankful for that. For God is a God of reconciliation. He not only desires relationship with us, but he also desires for us to have relationship with others. Are we able to show forth that love of God? At this time, I would like to say a short prayer. A prayer that God would give us all that is listening, even those that were not able to come on tonight and wanted to, that he would give us a spirit of prayer, that he in that time would give us instruction, that he would comfort us, that he would bless us. No matter what we're going through, we will be encouraged that he shall manifest his change in our life. Father God, we thank you right now in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. We thank you for this time and this hour that you have allowed us to gather on this talk show, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to be able to even communicate with one another over the telephone, that we can offer up prayer before you, Lord God, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Father God, I lift up all those that are listening tonight. Lord God, no matter what they may be going through, you are able and you are willing to come and to provide our need. Father God, tonight I pray that you will give us a spirit of prayer, that we will walk with a posture of prayer at any given time to be able to talk to you and feel your presence. Father God, your word says, "In your presence there is the fullness of joy, and there is pleasures at your right hand." Father God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you would give us the desires of our heart, We ask, Lord God, that you would give us a mind to delight ourselves in you, Lord God, to commit our way to you. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, in this time and in this season that you would just cover us in the blood of Jesus tonight. We ask, Father, that you would bless every household tonight. Father God, we ask that you would minister to those that need you right now, Lord God. So we pray for those who may be in sorrow that you would turn that sorrow into joy. We pray for those, Lord God, who's experiencing joy right now, that they will continue to come before you with hearts of thanksgiving, giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing right now. We thank you for what you shall do for us, and we thank you for what you've already done. We come tonight to give you glory, honor, and prayer. We ask you to encourage your people tonight. We ask you, God, that you will strengthen your people tonight. We ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will give us a desire to dive into your word and see what your will is for our life. Father God, tonight I declare, Lord God, that we shall walk in our destiny. Father God, no matter what it looks like, Father, you still have much for us to do. You still have great things for us to see and to experience in Christ Jesus. Father God, let somebody know it is not over until you say that it's over. Whose report are we going to believe? We thank you tonight. We declare that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we ask you tonight that you will bless the one that hosts this show, that you will continue to give her the strength that many will come to be encouraged. We thank you tonight, Father. We love you tonight, and we honor you. And it's in Jesus' precious name we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Father.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for that wonderful prayer.
Thank you for having me tonight.
Thank you so much for being supportive of our ministry and dedicated in doing God's will. Thank you so much, Minister Reed.
Thank you so much, Paulus.
Yes. And we're going to end this show with the song from James Fortune. Live through it. Just think about the words that he's saying. And be blessed. Have a wonderful resurrection weekend. And tune in again next week, same time, Tuesday at 10 p.m. Be blessed.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it. James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
Don't
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows everyone who will leave you is better this way. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
You didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
It can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So, it's not the end.
No, this will not be.